Hello, we're studying from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the article, the general preface. We're continuing it, item 11. Item 11 in the article, general preface. Now we can understand the fourth light, which fell through the clash of the light of record with the light of dots, called letters. They are like the 248 sparks in the breaking of the vessels in the work in the world of Nikudim. You should know that in every place in the Zohar, the Tikunim, the corrections, and in the writings of the Ari, the word sparks or sparkling indicates reflected light. This is because the nation of direct light is defined by the names lights or nehurim, lights in Aramaic. And the illumination of reflected light is defined by the name sparks or sparklings. Thus, you see that the issue of the sparks that fell through the clash of the record in the descending reflected light is also considered record, though it is a record of reflected light, and hence defined by the name Nitzutzin, sparks. The order of the descent of the reflected light has been explained above. In the beginning, it received for the refinement of Zeranpin and was detached from phase 4, which is the actual vessel of Malchut. And when the light of Ein Sof expands to the screen in vessel Zeran once again, this light of Malchut will be at the level of Chokhmah, lacking the phase of Keter from the general light of Akudim, since the Malchut in Zeranpin does not return to being Keter, but Chokhmah. It has been explained that the essential giver of the level of in the ten Sefirot of the emanated being is the light of Malchut, as above mentioned. It follows that the real vessel of Malchut is without light, and two records should have remained in it. The first record is the from the light of Ta'amim, tastes, which keeps and sustains the coarseness of phase 4 as much as it can. The second record is from the light of Nekudot, from the dots, meaning the light ascribed to screen and which craves the refinement. However, both cannot remain together, since they are opposites. This is because the place of the records of Ta'amim, tastes, is called the vessels of Keter, since its ten Sefirot are at the level of Keter. And the place of the record of the descending light is called the vessel of Chokhmah, or below Keter. Hence, her own record has departed Malchut to and rose to the vessel of Zeranpin. And the record of the descending reflected light remained in its place. Thus, here the record for the sparks of reflected light were rejected. However, from here onward, the sparks of reflected light are rejected for the light of the record. Afterward, in the ascent of the screen to the place of Bina, when it received the refinement of phase two, and the light of Ein Sof expands once more from Keter to Bina, and from Bina to Keter, the faith of Chochmah is subtracted too. Then the vessel of Zeranpin remains without light, and the two records remain there too, from the light of Ta'amim and from the reflected light, which are opposites. Here, the record overpowers the sparks of reflected light, since the record of tastes of Ta'amim remained in the vessels of Ta'amim. Hence, it remained in the form of the vessel of Keter. Yet the record of reflected light, which are the sparks of vessels of Chokhmah, of the vessel Chokhmah, are rejected below Tabu, meaning below the vessel of Keter. Since the expansion of the world of Akudim is through Tabu, as Malchut of Akudim is called Tabu. Also, it is already known that sparks of Keter, of the descending reflected light, whose value is considered Keter of Chochmah, remain there, since the record of Malchut of Ta'amim, which are actual phase of Keter, rose to Zeranpin. And the sparks that fell from the vessel Zeranpin, which are the sparks of Chochmah in Chochmah, all below Tabur, where there is Keter of Chochmah. Similarly, in the ascent of the screen to Chochmah, when it was refined into phase one, the light of Ein Sof was still expanding from Keter to Chochmah, and from Chochmah to Keter. And this light is at the level of Zeranpin. Hence, the level of Bina has been withdrawn as well, and the vessel of Bina remained empty without light. This left two records, as written above, a record of Ta'amim that remained in their place, and a record of the descending reflected light that were rejected and fell below the sparks of Chochmah below Tabu. Subsequently, it was refined up to the phase of Keter, the root, and hence lost all the phases coarseness in it. Thus, the coupling by striking was naturally cancelled, having no more reflected light. It turns out that no sparks fell from the phase of Keter at all, and only the wreck of Ta'amim remained there. Thus, we have thoroughly explained the oppositeness between the record and the descending reflected light, for which the package was broken, and the record of the 10 sefirot of Ta'amim that remain in their places. These are considered the vessels Kachab Zon of Keter through Tabu of Ak, and the sparks, which are record of the descending reflected light, fell outside the degree they were in. They're regarded as being below Tabu, meaning below Malchut of Akudim, which are considered the vessels Kachab Zon of Chochmah, as we have said above, that they are called Otiyot, letters.
לא כל כך מובן, כן?
Not so clear, yeah?
אני רואה לפי
I can see according to...
כולם.
to everyone.
Tov. Namshich.
Let's keep going.
Item 12.
והנה סיבת ההזדקחות כבר נתבאר.
The reason for the refinement has already been explained above at the end of item 9.
קשור
בכלי. The inner light is connected to the vessel of Malchut, which is actually only an external vessel for the surrounding light, as it is written in item 7.
ועל כן, בהיות האור חוזר.
When the reflected light rises and brings Chub back to face to face, as coarseness of Bina leaves it, for it returns to being one with the Chokhmah, as they initially were. And when the coarseness in the root is cancelled, the coarseness in the branch is cancelled too. Thus, when Bina becomes one object with Chokhmah, she refined the screen along with her, and it too rises degree by degree through her and because of her until it disappears. At the beginning of the entrance of the reflected light to Bina, she begins to turn her anterior back to Chokhmah. Thus, the screen rises from phase 4 and phase 3. And when she draws the light of Chokhmah from the anterior of Chokhmah, the screen rises to phase 2. And when she becomes one object with the Chokhmah, the screen rises to phase 1 until it rises to the root phase. This is the meaning of what is mentioned in the Idra Araba, the spark was rusakt. It follows that the light of Chokhmah, which is all the light of self in the first emanated being, meaning the world of Akudim, and the reflected light that rises from the vessels of Malchut, are tied to one another and chase one another. For without the reflected light, the light of Chokhmah would not be able to expand in the emanated being, since Bina turns her face to suckle light of Chasadim from Keter, and her posterior to Chokhmah. This means she will not suckle the light of self from it, but in the reflected light. However, when the reflected light comes out, Bina turns her face back to Chokhmah, and only then can the light of Atzmut, of self, expand in the emanated being. Thus, the light of self depends on the reflected light. But when Chokhmah Bina returned to being face to face, and her suckling from Keter stops, her coarseness is cancelled, which naturally cancels the coarseness in the branch, which is the screen. Thus, the reflected light disappears as well. Thus, the reflected light is repelled and chased due to the light of self. This will thoroughly explain the Ari's words, which I presented above in item 5, that the inner light and the surrounding light beat one on each other, and their beating begets the vessels. This is because the inner light is the light of Chokhmah, that expands in the emanated being due to the reflected light. And the surrounding light is the screen, which is the outer vessel, which is tied to all the surrounding light that is destined to come out in the worlds by way of reflected light. Although they are interdependent, nevertheless, the inner light that expands through Chokhmah Binah returning to being face to face clashes with the surrounding light. This refines the screen and causes the departure of the light from the world of Akudim. Thus, the records of Ta'amim and of reflected light were separated from one another. The record of reflected light was rejected outside her presence, meaning below the tabu, called otiyot, letters, and these are the vessels.
Okay, we'll have to read this a few more times, perhaps items 11 and 12, and then it'll settle. There's nothing special about it, rather try to bring it in as it is. Okay? I see that you are today like before Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement.
No. What is lano od niv?
What else do we have, Niv?
As
far as the content of the lesson, we went through all the parts.
And, additionally,
we can share what's going to happen here during the Day of Atonement and also the program of the content that will be sent to everyone.
That's a good idea.
Okay, so we'll start. So, this morning, we're going to be sending everyone in the email the study material on all our channels, the study material that we will be studying here tomorrow throughout the Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement lessons. Of course, they're not broadcasted. That's why we're sending in advance to friends around the world and also in Israel our study program that will be here. Also, recommendations of recorded lessons, whoever is interested. Also, articles on the topic of the Day of Atonement that you can read. So that will be sent today, with translation and everything. In the afternoon today, we will also have an afternoon lesson surrounding the topic of the Day of Atonement also.
Here, at noon.
Not here physically. You're going to be up in your room, and the lesson is virtual from 12 to 1. Israel time, noon. And then from 2 to 3.30, we're going to have what we call the pre-fast meal. We're going to have the mafseket meal, the last meal before the fast. And then that's it. From that moment, the official broadcast will end for everyone. And then here in our home, whoever is here, we will have a gathering for a certain meal from 5 to 5.30, just before the fast. And of course, there will be here prayers, etc. Tomorrow we have a schedule that is from 5.30 in the morning till 8. It'll be a different time for the morning lesson. And then we have prayer from 8 to 9. There will be a break until 4 p.m. And then 4 p.m. we will have again a lesson from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. And then from 6 to 7 there will be a prayer. And afterwards there will be a buffet. We're going to break the fast and we're going to conclude the Day of Atonement. All our things are going to go on tomorrow in the hall. below. That's where the lessons will be from tomorrow. On Tuesday, it's already the 26th. I'm just making sure. We're studying downstairs. In the morning, we're going to study up here.
From Tuesday
morning, we're going to be studying. Tuesday morning, we're going to still be here in this hall. Women that are also coming from all of the world will also be able to join us. They will also study here.
Here?
Yes, here, on Tuesday morning. This is after the Day of Atonement. We can still sit here. On Wednesday, we're already going to move downwards to the bottom floor because there'll be so many friends that this hall will not be able to contain everyone. So we're going to move to study downstairs in the big hall. And of course, from that day, also the afternoon lessons will be longer. There'll be an hour and a half. And that's it. And we're advancing towards the convention. Our convention takes place next weekend. It works out to be the 30th of September and the 1st of October. And that's the plan, the general plan of what awaits us in this upcoming week. What else can we say?
Any questions?
I just want to make a certain clarification. Today, the Day of Atonement, there are no broadcasts during this time, and the materials will be sent out, and the reading materials, articles, source materials, all kinds of recommended recorded lessons that people can watch, our friends can watch. And what we're talking about, the schedule we're talking about is those who are going to be here, the schedule that will be here in the building for those who are here physically. And whoever's interested to come into the building on the Day of Atonement, there's also the possibility to remain here during that time.
No questions from the audience?
I can also share as far as friends that are coming to Israel. So, on the 26th, there will be already here 73 friends. On the 27th, there will be 126. On the 28th, already 270 friends. From the 29th, we already have 410, 430, etc. And it's also continuing like that throughout the whole week of Sukkot. Almost 300 friends every day. So it's truly going to be here a carnival of connection this coming week.
Okay. So now we can finish the lesson.
Ken, ken.
How do we catapult this Day of Atonement where there's no broadcast, so it actually strengthens our connection with the world kli towards the upcoming convention?
I don't know. We have an archive, a pretty big archive. There are all kind of media there about Day of Atonement and around that. So I hope our friends know how to use it.
The question is not about them and the archive, but what should be the inner guidance or our preparation, inner preparation to not disconnect?
Not to disconnect. We have so many sources, books, everything. They can connect to it and they can easily go through these 20-something hours. I don't see a problem there at all.
עד כמה האחריות שלנו כאן כשאנחנו נמצאים ביחד ביום כיפור.
To what extent is our responsibility here, those of us who will be here in connection in the center, to hold the friends in the world clear?
We have to be connected, feel that they are among us, also connected. And in this way we continue the Day of Atonement. It's only 25 hours. What? It's not a problem. Okay.
Ken.
בדרך כלל ביציאה מיום כיפור היינו מציינים את היורצייט של
לבן. Usually when we end the Day of Atonement, we commemorate the Yortzeit of Baal HaSulam. Are we going to do it this year too? We're going to commemorate the emergence of Baal HaSulam, the passing of Baal HaSulam, on the Tuesday of study materials.
Ken.
אני חושב שלא כל החברים בכלי העולמי יודעים מה המנהגים.
I think not all the friends in the world clearly know the customs of the Day of Atonement. Why there is no broadcast? Why maybe it's worthwhile to explain a little bit why we're carrying ourselves out this way.
During Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, we don't do anything against the that goes against. Against creation. The development of creation. That's why we conceal our activities, not to turn on or off, not to light a fire. That's the main thing. Everything else is secondary. I don't think there's I don't think there's anything. There's any big meticulousness, severity about it. But we try to do as our sages said. And so within our framework, it means not to eat, not to drink, not to turn, to ignite a fire or pass a fire. That's at 25 hours. Okay, Niv. We've been through this many times, so we have no questions. Who wants to ask something there?
Дорогой Раф, можно ли еще посмотреть на Йом Кипур как подготовку?
Is it possible to look at the Day of Atonement as a preparation for Sukkot?
I didn't understand.
Ну идет череда событий, праздников.
Да.
Рош Хашана, Йом Кипур, потом Сукот.
There's a certain order to the events: Рош Хашана, then Йом Кипур, the Day of Atonement, then Sukkot. We also have the convention. All these events, are they connected somewhat?
You'll participate and you'll get your explanation. So today what do we have?
Today at 12 noon we have the afternoon lesson, and then at 2:30 we have the fast, the last meal also. And whoever hasn't registered for the physical convention here at our home or virtually on their food system is invited to enter and register now on the site convention.cli.one. So, dear friends, make sure in your tents that everyone registers. spirit, both physically and virtually. And our schedule for today will start at 10 with a Face to the Future program. At 10, the news program. At 10, there will be the afternoon lesson with Rav live. And at 2:30, our fast breaking meal. We are concluding. Good day to everyone.
לא שולט בלב, אבל יכול לבחור להיות כאן ביניכם, המקום הכי נכון. לאט לאט נפתח אל החברים, ומתוכי יוצא